Georgia resident Wayne Johnson intended to purchase the old hospital for $200,000, which is significantly less than the appraised value. He also planned to buy the six adjacent lots and develop 40 housing units on the property. But then he said a headline in the local newspaper, Ringle Sentinel, changed his mind. It read, "Hospital property developer now wants borough lots for free."
Unfortunately, the local newspaper decided to characterize it as the lots being, you know, conveyed under, I think the headline was, "Developer now wants lots, borough lots for free." And I never wanted anything for free.
The borough offered Johnson the six lots for free if he demolished the asbestos-filled medical center within a couple of years. But Johnson says that doesn't mean it's for free. He estimated the work at roughly $1 million. Johnson says the Sentinel's headline was inaccurate, which caused him to pull out of his investment.
I'm just in a situation where, you know, just my reputation and my intents are very positive towards the city of Wrangell, and I felt like the headline, unfortunately, and even portions of the story, misrepresented what the city and I had agreed to.
He says withdrawing from developing the lots removes any doubt others might have in him. Wrangell Sentinel's publisher, Larry Persily, disagrees that the headline was wrong.
I felt the story was accurate. The headline was accurate. It's unfortunate that Mr. Johnson has decided to cancel his investment and development plans in Wrangell.
Originally, Johnson was supposed to close on the purchase by May 31st, but then he asked the borough for the adjacent land at a reduced cost. The borough agreed to change the contract to include a requirement for demolishing the building, which would save the borough from liability. And in return, Johnson would get the six lots for free. Persily questions whether it really was the headline that changed Johnson's course.
So it all changed because of a headline, which I find somewhat a convenient excuse for someone who maybe didn't want to follow through after all.
Persily has been in Alaska journalism and politics for decades. He says he feels like he does not need to defend the headline.
I've been at this for 50 years. I've been called worse things by better people. No, I don't. I feel I should explain myself when people ask.
Earlier this year, Persily says he had a few interactions with Johnson when reporting on the development project. He says their interactions were cordial until late June, 2 days after the headline came out. He says that Johnson accused him of purposefully writing the headline for clickbait or sensationalizing it for attention.
Look, clickbait, I think people in Wrangell use bait for is phishing, not social media.
Borough manager Mason Villarma says he doesn't have much to say on the withdrawal, except that he appreciates the time everyone spent on planning.
A lot of staff worked hard on seeing it through as far as we could go and moving on, and have what I hear is two interested parties are.
The borough spends approximately $100,000 a year to maintain the old hospital building. It was estimated that demolishing the building would cost $2 million. As for Johnson's future in Wrangell, the Georgia resident says he intends to continue to visit often. He has a 2-year lease on the island, has 2 boats here, and is looking for land to build a house on. He also brought a food truck to Wrangell to sell boiled crab. And he's running as a Republican for U.S. Congress in Georgia this year. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicke.